When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Age of Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Steve. I just want to let you know that for all the latest on our podcast, hit us up at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also on Patreon if you want to check that out. But our homepage is with the Age of Radio Network at ageofradio.org/everythingilearnedfrommovies. And if you're looking for some amazing art, check out my wife's Etsy page at untidyvenus.etsy.com. All kinds of great stuff there. Also, follow us at PodcartFest, that's PodcartFest, for our periodic art and podcasting festival that we're going to be hosting. It's actually pretty cool. Check it out. So yeah, on that note, let's get to the show.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot, holes, and gratuitous boobies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steve and Izzy.
No, you're being recorded.
Yeah, apparently not on this one. It's not like it was a Zoom or
it's
whatever.
Zoom.
We're a voice louder than anything you've ever heard. You are being recorded. Whoa, what? This is amazing. Why don't you max out my speakers for that?
Yeah.
Then we get into our aftermath, where we just kind of shoot the shit for a bit. Let me pull out my pick so I can let you guys know what my vision was going to be.
Okay.
I just kind of threw this together right before because I completely forgot to. So yeah, some great picks. Yeah, Verhoeven, Carpenter, Waititi. Yeah. Yeah, I'd watch all their visions of a Dracula movie. I picked Tarantino just because I wanted a lot of blood.
Yes.
And then you said Verhoeven, and I'm like, oh, that's the kind of blood I want. And I had Keanu as Dracula. Because he is a vampire.
I had Keanu as Dracula.
Yeah, that man does not age. Him or Paul Rudd. Yeah. Either of them two could easily be a Dracula.
Paul Rudd would be a weird Dracula.
It'd be fucking weird, right? God damn it, why don't we go with him? Get rid of Danny Day-Lewis. Jesus Christ.
I can see it, though. No. And yeah, for the Harkers, I was trying to get a little color in the production, so I had Samuel L. Jackson and Pam Grier, you know, 90s era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Damn.
And, oh yeah, Lucy, I just had Lucille Ball, because why not? And so I didn't want to go with Hugh Jackman, even though that was the obvious choice for Van Helsing. So yeah, Christoph Waltz. That was kind of where I was going. You know, German dude.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, God, just great picks with Keanu, Jackman, and Jeffrey Coombs. Like, yeah, he was just great all around, guys. I really can't pick these apart. Yeah. I mean, for Dr. Jack Seward, I was thinking Vincent Price.
Oh yeah, fuck, that's a good pick. Right. Oh, that's really fucking good. Yeah, yeah. God damn it.
Yeah. And then and of course Nick Cage's Renfield, just because I wanted him to be, you know, Peter Lou from Vampire's Kiss, basically, even his two or three scenes he'd have.
Let him redeem that character.
That character needs no redemption. He was the man.
Oh, I know. But I feel like
him reprise it.
And he feels like he needs to justify that character. And it's like this just gives him another shot to, like, add a little bit more to that character's depth.
Mm.
Yeah, Lord Homewood. I just had Carrie Ells doing it again because how are you going to improve on that, really?
Yeah. Love him.
For the Dracula's Brides, Christina Hendricks, Elizabeth Moss, and January Jones. That's right, the Mad Women. You got a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. What more could you want, right?
Yeah. That's all the different types of women, Steve. You're right.
That's right. All three of them. Yeah. Yeah. You get it. What was the theme for Bloody Bits this month that had Deathgasm and all that?
Rocktober.
Rocktober, that's right.
Remember we were trying to get him to do Vicious Lips.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll have to do that one again though. After that we're in November, we're doing November. So it's gonna be all, I know we have the worst portmanteaus sometimes. It's gonna be all vampire movies.
Nice. What kind of movies?
So far we've cast the first Twilight movie, but that's booked with guests. The next one we have cast is Bordello of Blood, but that's also booked. And then I forget what the other two are, but we don't have guests booked for them if you guys want to jump on.
Yeah, sure.
It's been a minute, so...
I mean, you already got a Twilight and Bordello of Blood out of the way, and those are the two I'd be, like, second-guessing.
Yeah, those are the ones we'd not watch, so... Yeah,
they're really bad. I mean, I love Tales from the Crypt, but Bordello is abysmal.
Yeah. Yes, especially after Demon Knight.
Oh, I know! Demon Knight so freaking nailed it! Oh, my God, yeah.
Anyhow. See, Bordello just needed a Billy Zane.
Everything needs Billy Zane. Right. What happened to Billy Zane? Yeah, I don't know.
Billy Zane's still in stuff. He's in like weird indie stuff and like sequels nobody asked for. He's the bad guy in like Scorpion King 6.
Yeah.
Like stuff like that. Like, but he's having fun.
Yeah, he's just living his best life. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'll do that for $20,000. I'm still getting the Phantom residuals.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, he gets half of the residuals. That's $2 a month. I don't know. Nice. Nice and Sam, how about over movie reviews and 20 Qs? What do you guys have coming up?
Good fucking question. We go from week to week, so it's we're one of the, you know, Kahu that's on it quite often, he is absolutely terrified of anything that even comes close to being a thriller movie, let alone a horror film. So we've managed to convince him that Malignant is a, like, coming-of-age film about a girl who's battling cancer. So.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's got to be some sort of big C story, you know?
Yeah. We've basically told him that. We're like, it's pretty popular. And then, so we're trying to get him to get on to, like, throw 20 questions at that and just terrify the hell out of him. Because, yeah, I mean, like, it's October. You got to do horror films. So, yeah. Yes.
I know you guys like mix it up usually where it's like a new movie and then it'll be like one from the 90s or something like that. I just didn't know if there was like drawing it out of a hat or just whatever you guys want to watch that week or.
Yeah, there's like our four usual people that are on and we sort of throw out a message and be like, has anyone seen anything? Is anyone keen on anything? And then it's usually easier for me to get people on and lock them down when they're like, oh, I just saw this movie. It's really good sort of thing. So. This week's episode we did Ghostbusters and honestly the first 45 minutes was just unusable, so I've had to like do a hell of a lot of editing because me and Machu basically just drank a shit ton of bourbon before we recorded and it was just like, this is absolute nonsense. And so I've left in a little bit at the end where Stacey was just like, I'm just gonna walk out, okay, if you guys don't start fucking behaving I'm out of here. So yeah, that's this week. And then, yeah, I know a few of the guys are keen to go see the new James Bond film, which I'm sort of taking or leave it on, but that'll probably be next. And then, who knows? We've got to get some, like, proper horror films in, though, for Halloween. So, yeah.
Nice. I'm excited to finally see the new James Bond movie after what seems like 8 years of waiting, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm more excited for Dune. I just don't want it to disappoint me.
Same! Same, yeah. That's on our list. There's a couple of films like that are on our list. We'll do Venom 2 as well. I'm trying to remember what other new releases coming up that we sort of tentatively booked in, but Dune is definitely the one that I'm like, fuck, please be good.
Oh yeah, Halloween Kills comes out in like 2 weeks too, right? Like on
Yep.
Oof.
So I looked it up. The other two vampire movies that we have are going to be 30 Days of Night
and then either John Carpenter's Vampires or Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh my god! Yeah, oh my
John
god!
John Carpenter's Vampires, because that's Izzy's favorite ever.
I love that movie.
Okay,
James Woods is a trash human, but that role was perfect.
You know what? I'm so conflicted because Videodrome is my favorite, absolute favorite Cronenberg, and he is fantastic in it.
Here's the thing. He is sort of just a raging monster in real life, and that translates wonderfully to the screen. So I'm choosing to just appreciate him as the monster he is.
Yeah, and he just gets taken apart and tortured in Videodrome, which I love.
Yeah, it's like watching Great Whites. They just do what they do.
Yeah.
That James Woods just goes through the life doing what he does, and sometimes it's on screen.
So we'll get you on there for November then for John Carpenter's Vampires.
Yes.
Excellent. It gives us an excuse to watch it again.
I love that movie.
On top of my podcast and the one that we just did, I've also got Neon Maniacs that I'm going to be doing for somebody's show, and one of my favorites, Sleepaway Camp. I mean, I'm just so booked up because it's October and I do a horror thing, so.
Yeah. It makes sense. You're really busy 1 month out of the year and the rest it's manageable.
Yeah. It's really stretching in July, let me tell you.
Well, see, you gotta start making it like horror in July month or something.
Well, we have theme months for like practically everything. Sleptember, October, November. I don't know what we're doing. I think this December we're doing We Wish You a Killing Kidsmas. So it's all just about killing children in movies.
Yeah.
Wait, Assault on Precinct 13. No. Children being killed.
Yeah. Hashtag Child Murder Month.
Excellent. Yes. I like it.
Assault on Precinct 13. What was the... We were talking about for a bonus doing that Rambo movie. The new... ish Rambo.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
The one he wrote, directed, where he fucking bayonets a kid and chucks him into a fire. Oof.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, Eddie, have you seen Ghetto Blaster?
No.
Okay. It's a late 80s little action movie we were turned on by a couple people, and there's definitely kids getting killed in that one, too. But
I'll put it on the bank.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Ooh, might I also throw out one maybe for next December? Deep-cember. We've done it a couple times, and it can be either shark movies or we did 1989 underwater horror movies.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah.
We're rich with theme months around here.
The 1989 underwater monster movies was a good month. Yeah. Turns out that's one of my favorite genres. I didn't know until we watched them all.
Well, we did the first December, we did Dismember, and it was all just body horror shit, which is my 100% my favorite genre. So I got that one out of the way.
Well, I guess speaking of favorites, all right. Favorite Dracula movies, guys, or I guess vampire in general movies. What are some of your faves?
From Dusk Till Dawn is probably one of my favorites just because the audacity of it. To go so far into a movie. Like I said, it's one of my favorite stories. My wife had no idea what that movie was. So I said, okay, it's Tarantino. Let's just watch it. So she's watching it. And if you don't know what it is, when the turn happens, it's fucking crazy. And I'm like, God, I love that you got to experience that. Other than that, I'm actually a big fan of 28 Days of Night. I think that premise was really interesting.
Oh, that's the Josh Hartnett in Alaska. Whatever.
Yeah, I'm not a big Josh Hartnett fan, but the idea of, it's just nighttime, period, and the vampires can just run fucking roughshod. I love it.
I kind of like that movie, too, but there was one moment that kind of ruined it for me. It was when they're all up in the attic, and then, like, a title card comes up and says, like, 18 days later, and they're all just sitting there in the attic, and I'm like, wait a fucking minute. Nobody went out to, I don't know, get food or shit in a bucket and dump it or anything like that. Water. In 18 days, they're all just in the exact same spot.
Come on. I mean, I get why that happened with Anne Frank, but these guys, I don't know.
How about you,
Sam? I love about that film is it was filmed in New Zealand, and we've got this, like, soap opera that shows every night at 7 o'clock, and it's, like, the only thing, like, only regular
TV show that we've ever made, and like every single cast member of that show was in that movie, and so we finally got to see all these people that you see every night just die, and it was like, oh, thank fucking Christ, this is amazing.
Wait, were they the vampires or like the people in town or something?
Oh, people in town, people, yeah, that were in the sheriff's office or something as well, eh? I can't remember, but yeah, they were just like all random extras and stuff like that, so it was amazing, yeah.
Nice. All right, how about your favorite vampire movies there, Sam?
Yeah, What We Do in the Shadows. I was also going to say From Dusk Till Dawn. They're probably my two favorite by miles, I'd say. Like, they're both just awesome. The first Blade movie as well, even Blade 2. I mean, you guys know I'm a massive Marvel fan, so when those films came out and they were so authentic to the character, I was just like, okay, yeah, this is pretty cool. So, yeah, definitely those.
Yeah, when's that new one coming out with Maharsha Ali?
I'd say 2024 or 2025. It's well into the future.
Oh, really that far out? Shoot. I was hoping it was like a Disney Plus. It's like, oh, yeah, it's coming out in January or something. Coming out Valentine's Day. Be prepared. Well,
you never know. They might be like that, because the Hawkeye TV series was meant to be 2 years away, and that's coming out in like a month or something like that. So, yeah, who knows?
Oh,
Marvel's really pumping through it now. So, yeah.
How about you, Beth?
Oh, I love From Dusk Till Dawn.
Of course, yeah.
John Carpenter's Vampires. Really, really like that film and that take on it. I'm trying to think, like, it's weird because I always liked, like, monster movies, but I didn't love, like, Dracula movies. I don't know, vampires when I was younger, just the whole just like, oh, they're beautiful and elegant and, you know, sexy. Like, no. I want to see, like, the Wolfman ripping people apart.
Bram Stoker's Dracula?
Bram Stoker's Dracula is definitely up there, for sure.
I know Keanu's not the best in it. I still love watching that movie.
Gary Oldman is Dracula? Yeah. And just, like, the weirdest take on Dracula.
It's just the weird, like the visual effects and, like, just the... Like, every time I watch it, it's like... I kind of notice something new, and it's like, oh yeah, okay, that's pretty cool. I didn't notice that before. Like, just random like eyes popping up in clouds or like in the mountain range or something.
Dracula's shadow just doing shit in the background.
Yeah, yeah, and the little I don't know, war puppets or whatever, like the little impaler puppet guys, and
everything about that movie is almost too much. Like, it's right on that borderline of being too much. Every single thing, all of the acting is almost too much, all of the costumes are almost too much, there's almost too much happening in every scene, and that's just what, like, keeps you coming back. I feel like
the only thing that would have made it better is if Francis Ford Coppola had asked his nephew Nick to play play Harker.
Oh yeah,
shit. Yes. So,
I'll give you a couple of honorable mentions, because they're not necessarily vampire films. The first one is, honestly, the way that the vampire scene is handled in the Waxworks movie at the very beginning of it is very, very well done. And aside from that, there was a series that ran a long time ago, and it's terribly cheesy and not good, but it is enjoyable, and that was called Kindred the Embraced. It was kind of like what True Blood was before True Blood came out. And it was based on the Vampire the Masquerade tabletop game. If you've ever heard of that, probably not. The third one I would suggest for video games is the Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines game that came out a long time ago. They were supposedly making a new one of it, but imagine Skyrim, but in a weird political vampire universe.
Mm. Damn.
Oh, Fright Night.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, both Fright Nights are pretty good. Yeah. Even the Colin Farrell one. Yeah. And those ones are actually fun, too. I kind of like a good fun, but also still creepy vampire movie. That's kind of what gets me, like... Okay, last year or whatever, we watched one that we had no expectations going in. All we knew about it was that it starred Grace Jones. Yes, we're talking about Vamp.
Oh, that movie was not what I thought it was
going to
be.
Yeah. And we were talking about doing that one on the show. It's, yeah, that's something.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like a 80s teen, you know, sex comedy or whatever. Oh, and vampires show up in the middle when they're looking for a stripper. Yeah, so it's like, yeah, man.
I have to have a stripper by 8 p.m. and it's already 4 o'clock.
We got to drive 3 hours into town and then find one and then 3 hours back. Hold on a sec.
And I mean, if you want a genuinely good vampire movie, Let the Right One In.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
I feel like I've seen it because I've heard so many people talk about it, but I'm not actually sure I have. It's kind of weird.
If you haven't watched it, I don't want to spoil it. And watch the original, not the American remake, just like with literally everything.
Yeah, it's like Swedish or something, right? Mm-hmm. Or Norwegian?
Yeah, Swedish. That's awesome. Fuck, I need to rewatch that. I love that film.
It's so good.
The only other honorable mention I had was Catherine Bigelow's first film, Near Dark.
I dug
Bill Paxton in that. He was so weird. It was so good.
Yeah, Bill Paxton, Lance Henriksen, basically aliens. aliens, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They pretty much got the aliens cast to come over and jump in their first film, which is pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw. Yeah, I think we saw that on like YouTube or something. Like it wasn't a good version of it, but it was still pretty good. Yeah. I mean, entertaining wise, yeah.
Weird, like vampire western. I think is the best, but like, I don't know, modern western. It's an odd film. We got it requested to for us to watch it by Patreon. I hadn't even heard of it at that point, and then watched it, and it was just like, yeah, this is cool. Stacey was like, why are we getting forced to watch this? I was like, shut up, this is amazing.
Why would they do this to me? Because it's awesome.
This is amazing.
It's from the director of Point Break. Yeah,
right. Exactly.
That's all you need to say.
Yeah, right.
Director of Point Break, Zero Dark Thirty, and The Hurt Locker. What?
Yeah, so speaking of Paul Verhoeven, because, you know, we were totally doing that not on last week's episode. Like, the movies and stuff that he's made, like, in the last decade are apparently all, like, great psychological thrillers, like, whatever. And I'm, like, kind of interested, but it's one of those things where it's like, I don't see him being billed as, like, from the director of RoboCop and Total Recall and Showgirls. And
Hollow Man.
Yeah.
Nobody forgets Hollow Man.
Comes L as we look into the life of a woman who, I don't know, thinks her husband is unfaithful, but has her own religious way. It's like, okay, I'm not that interested anymore. Bring me Starship Troopers too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Verhoeven was the best when you gave him a big budget and told him to go just all out on action. Like, that really was. And like I said, I feel like he wasn't doing satire so much as he just, like, was a filter that took in American culture and then just put it on the screen for us all to enjoy. And that's why, like, RoboCop, Total Recall, and Starship Troopers worked so well. Not so much Showgirls.
Yeah,
Showgirls is spectacular in its own way.
In its own way, yes, it is. It is.
It's for Sace.
Yeah, I see the Verhoeven movies a lot, like Canon films, kind of the same thing, where they're like, no, this is what the Americans want. We must make it. Turn it up to 11 and let's fucking do it.
Or almost like, and I brought it up, well, I don't think I brought it up on this episode, but one of my favorites, Sleepaway Camp, which there's a remake of it that just is coming out this month. Where you've got a feminist screenwriter who wrote the screenplay as a satire, and then who gets a hold of the screenplay but Roger Corman, and he does not understand that it is a satire and shoots it straight, like it's what that's supposed to be. And, it's just there's these weird moments in history with film where, like, you can't make that happen. That's lightning in a jar, you know? And that was Verhoeven back then.
Similar to Pretty Woman. It was supposed to be a darker, gritty take on prostitutes in Los Angeles, and became a rom-com.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you get the director of Happy Days on the job, I guess. Or like Super Mario Brothers. We actually watched. I was like reading through. It's like, okay, you got the directors that did Max Headroom, produced by Roland Joffe. What?
Yeah.
The Killing Fields? He apparently saw that original script and was like, this will make money. We should do that.
Or like one of my favorites that I got to interview, thanks to you guys, Uwe Boll. I almost brought up Blood Rain, by the way, as being a vampire hunter in this as my wild card. But no. Again, just somebody who's like, oh, I know what the Americans want. Dave was kind of right.
Yeah, oh, they want Christina, was it Christina Loken getting bailed up against the bars in jail? Yeah.
I
will defend in the name of the king, partially because I love Jason Statham, but also that movie's just crazy enough to fucking work.
it's madness. And again, we're talking about Billy Zane making anything better. Blood Rain. Yeah. Zane's scenes were phenomenal.
Right.
Yeah, the Scorpion King 3 or whatever he's the bad guy in. Yeah, it's very similar to his role in like Blood Rain, where he's just chewing that scenery up and spitting it out and chewing it again. It's fantastic. Excellent. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and casting your Dracula movies and all this other stuff. I know October is typically the time everybody watches 2 or 3 horror movies a day.
Yeah.
Yes. Guilty. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't want to cut into that time. Oh, but okay, Eddie, you're kind of the horror expert, right? We just got the 20 movie Hammer film collection. I don't know if you've seen it or probably already have it or something.
Okay.
Yeah, we just started off with the Return of Frankenstein, but apparently it's like 20. What are some of the best Hammer movies? What are the ones we have to watch?
Oh, okay. So you got the 20 film set. Okay, I'm looking at the list on here because I've got all of the Hammer stuff. Die Die My Darling is phenomenal. Like, it's one of them I think is wildly underrated and nobody talks about it. After that, I would say probably just going over it here, The Two Faces of Dr. Jekyll, another phenomenal one. And one of them, put it on in the background and just kind of let it marinate, and that's The Gorgon.
It's like Medusa or something, right? Is that what the Gorgon is? Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, that one came out in 1964, and it is. It's an experience, I'll tell you that. If you love the worst, like, practical effects and Christopher Lee and Peter Cushing.
Of course.
you're fine. You'll be just fine with this one. It's. I don't know. It's one of those old, really super corny ones that just stuck with me.
Yeah, see, we've only seen, like, the Revenge of Frankenstein last night, and we did an episode for Frankenstein Created Woman, like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't even tell you which ones we've actually seen just, like, flipping through channels or whatever, and just kind of, like, they were in the middle of it, and they were, like, in an old German town, and, yeah, it was Peter Cushing, and then Christopher Lee popped up for a sec, but it's like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really narrow it down. That's, like,
yeah, that's movies. A lot of them. Yeah. That is going to be a lot of them, for sure. The Two Faces of Dr. Jekyll, though, is probably the best, like, legitimately, solidly good movie, if you're going to watch one.
Nice. Absolutely. Good to know, because we're gonna try to get it done through the month, but you know, podcasting and whatnot.
Well, and we have that 80 film Universal Monster set we didn't finish as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, you've got your day set ahead for you, let me tell you. And if you also have a little bit more time, maybe jump on Netflix and look up Squid Games.
Squid Games?
Squid Game. I love that show. I've just finished it.
Okay, I'm not gonna spoil it, but take Japan's Battle Royale, but add a story to it and tons of drama, and that's what you've got.
Yeah, turn like into a TV series.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a TV series. Each episode's an hour. Like we pop it on at night before we go to bed. It's wonderful.
Oh, shit. All right.
Excellent.
There we go.
Before we go, I actually have a question for each of you guys, because we have a bunch of listeners who don't love the super scary stuff. Sometimes Halloween can be very scary for people. Do you guys have any good recommendations for, like, good, like, I like to call them, like, trick-or-treat movies. Things like Hocus Pocus or Monster Squad, where, like, it's Halloween, like, in the spirit of it, without being too scary.
Sure. I mean, you picked two of the best ones, which is Trick or Treat and Hocus Pocus. I would also say, if you don't want to go too scary, but you want to keep it there, The Lost Boys is actually really good. It's not super scary. It's a lot actiony, and it's got my the guy who could be my stand-in, Kiefer Sutherland. So, love him.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the sax player guy.
For the body, not the face.
Excellent. How about you, Sam?
Yeah, those are the best ones. But I mean, maybe like the horror comedies, you know, like What We Do in the Shadows isn't all that bloody or gory, and it's a good comedy.
So the what same We Do time, in the Shadows is spectacular.
It's amazing, yeah. I've mentioned it way too many times on this episode, but
I can't mention it too many times.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll give you some more then. P.G. Psycho Gorman, Freaky, that just came out, is
incredible. Oh, yeah, they work. Yeah, they work.
Yeah, yeah. And what's the Elijah Wood one? Cooties.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that one?
No, not that one.
Elijah Wood is a teacher in a school where the kids eat infected chicken nuggets and turn into zombies. So they just have to destroy zombie children. Speaking of killing kids.
That actually sounds amazing.
And the classic Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, Shaun of the Dead. Yeah, How can I forget Shaun of the Dead? Jesus.
Yeah, that might get Izzy over her fear of Elijah Wood for an hour. Look,
it's a horror movie. It's already going to be scary with Elijah Wood in it. Guys, I've been genuinely like afraid of Elijah Wood since like The Good Son when I was a kid.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, I think he just looks creepy, and I realized in general, I have a problem with actors with, like, the dark features and the light eyes. Like, there's something about that where I'm like, nope, something's wrong with that guy. Something bad's gonna happen.
What I love about him, and it's certainly the same about Daniel Radcliffe and Robert Pattinson, is that he appears in this, like, you know, massive franchise, like, massively huge franchise, and then after that, like, who knows how many film roles got offered to him, but Elijah Wood just went off and was like, I'm just going to produce and star in a whole bunch of, like, shitty independent horror films. And he has. He's just gone and done whatever the hell he wants. And I'm like, fuck, you're the man.
And Izzy, if you want to fall in love with Elijah Wood, honestly.
I don't.
Watch. No, you should watch it. Wilford.
I don't want it.
I tried chewing her Wilford.
I don't want it.
I tried. It didn't take.
It's okay.
No, thank you.
Because I enjoy Wilford.
Okay, good.
Good. That's a good Steve show. Steve can enjoy that in the morning before I'm up.
Just Elijah Wood talking to his dog. No big deal.
Yeah.
That's it.
I'm good.
All right. Well, that'll make my wife not so scared. I think we're going to watch Bram Stoker's Dracula or something.
There you go.
But yeah, thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. One more time. Where can we find you online, Sam?
Just search out movie reviews and 20 Qs. That's 20 spelled with the 2 and the 0 as opposed to the word 20. And find us every. We're on everything. Yeah.
Excellent. And Eddie, Bloody Bits?
Yeah, just the Bloody Bits Horror Show. You can find it anywhere where you find a podcast or bloodybits.com.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, my pleasure.
No problem.